For a second, the poor guy can't even remember who he is. The world is the color of sewer water. But his sense of smell has been suspended, forcibly stripped from his arsenal of tactical weapons for coping with reality. Something tickles his skin, drawing his drugged attention to his right, where his arm floats effortlessly, lightly caressed by a steady flow of air bubbles. His breathing is slow, rhythmic, and not entirely under his control, dictated to him by the tube jammed in his mouth. For a few minutes, he just floats there, his mind swimming in meaningless directions, recalling childhood memories and reliving them in brief dreamlike flashes. Slowly, bits and pieces of reality flicker back, like lights from windows turning on as someone moves through a dark house. A female's voice says in a soothing tone, "Clone activated. Revival process initiated." He just floats there in the tank, green with this endless stream of bubbles and a piece of plastic jammed in his mouth, making him breathe slowly. The words are meaningless in his head, just so many vowels and consonants strung together by a voice that could have been anyone's mother. The calm voice is whispering, "It's currently 10 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, November 28th, 2094. Thank you for choosing genetic revival." And the green drains out of the tank, leaving him to squat on the floor. The plastic in his mouth turns soft, and it's tugged away, leaving his jaw stiff and sore, but usable. A blinding white line forms on the wall, and the two halves of the tank retract slowly, folding into hidden recesses and exposing a small, sterile room filled with near-blinding white light. An automated technician rolls over on treaded wheels and holds out a small tray with a canary-yellow jumpsuit on it, the genetic revival logo visible on the left breast. The auto tech says quietly, "Here you are, Mr. Johnson. Can I bring you anything else? Water, perhaps?" And extends the tray with the jumpsuit on it a little further. Mr. Johnson just sits there, his head reeling, as the auto tech patiently holds the tray out. Finally, he convinces his rusted shut jaw to work and croaks,
What happened?"
"You exercised your life insurance policy, Mr. Johnson. Genetic Revival received notification of your untimely demise and began the clone revival process on your behalf, as per the details of your life insurance policy. A little disorientation is quite normal, and should clear away soon," says the auto tech in a rehearsed allocution, still holding out the tray.
"What do you mean by my life insurance policy? The last thing I remember coming to genetic. Did something go wrong with the cloning process? What the fuck is going on here?" he demands, standing up unsteadily and bracing himself against the sides of the tank. He slowly climbs out, leaning on the ice-cold handrails for support, and takes the jumpsuit off the tray.
The auto tech, relieved of its burden, lowers the tray and wheels a few feet back to give the man some room. "No, sir. The cloning process was a complete success. Your last memories are of updating your clone at the Genetic Revival Clone Recording Studio 2 weeks ago. We made a copy of your memories, which we have implanted into your new body. Since it has been approximately 2 weeks since you last updated your clone, you would have no recollection of the intervening time. All I can tell you is, per your life insurance policy, we activated your clone because of your untimely demise at 8:47 on Wednesday."
"Wait, what? My what? Untimely demise?" he snaps at the auto tech, pausing and pulling the jumpsuit over his legs to glare at it angrily. "What do you mean, untimely demise? I'm fucking dead?"
"Technically, sir, you were dead. Through the miracles of modern technology, we have recreated your body from your DNA and implanted your memories," Johnson snaps like a brittle twig.
Yeah, I got all that. I remember the lab and the pod and the whole fucking works. What I want to know is, what happened that I ended up here in this fucking tank asking a machine if I'm alive or dead?"
He fights back the urge to punctuate his demand with a swift kick to the machine and pulls the rest of the jumpsuit on with a violent yank. The auto tech mocks his anger with its calm tone.
You have exercised your life insurance policy, which you last updated just 2 weeks ago, Mr. Johnson. Genetic Revival received notification of your untimely demise and began the clone revival process.
But the canned speech was lost on him. Pulling the only door in the room open, he pushes his way through the crowds of families hoping to see their dead again, crowded in the Genetic Revival lobby. Shoving past wilting flower bouquets and stepping over candle-ringed offerings, finally emerging into the cold and rain-soaked night, he pulls the arms of his jumpsuit a little closer and bolts across the street, diving into a waiting taxi. But it's a wasted endeavor, as the torrential downpour soaks the flimsy material instantly, leaving him shivering in the back seat.
The shit can, corner Crimson and 84th, he yaps at the driver. I need a fucking drink.